Today's rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine has begun in the rural South Australian town of Murray Bridge, and frontline workers are at the head of the queue, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
Today marks another important milestone in Australia's vaccination program. The first doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine are being administered to about 90 frontline health workers in rural South Australia this morning. Dr. Chris Moy is Vice President of the Australian Medical Association and is based in South Australia.
I think it's really important that they feel like they're part of the huge effort, and they represent to some degree the opening up of the big second front against the COVID virus in the big vaccine rollout. So it's a massive thing for them to be the first where this vaccine is deployed.
Dr. Moy says it's significant a rural town has been chosen for the start of this rollout.
We have to remember that this is not just about the cities, it's about the country as well. And, you know, our rural towns are to many degree extremely vulnerable to, you know, COVID getting into them if people are travelling around. And so we need to have that idea that they're protected, and it's an issue of equity as well.
Australia currently has 300,000 doses of the vaccine, which have come from overseas, but we'll soon be making 50 million of our own doses at a facility in Melbourne.
I think there has been a significant amount of foresight in the planning to make sure that we had something that could be made in Australia to ensure supply in the big push on across the country.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall.
Of course, there are many advantages of the AstraZeneca vaccine because it doesn't have the same cold chain logistics complexity of the Pfizer, and that's great for regional Australia. It's particularly great for regional South Australia because we're a very large state and we need to get those vaccines out to very remote places, and the AstraZeneca presents us with a great opportunity to do that.
Murray Bridge's mayor is Brenton Lewis.
We don't often get to top of the rank in regional rural South Australia, in particular rural Australia, to that regard. So it's just nice. We do have a high percentage of elderly and a high percentage of young, so that may well have been one of the statistics that got us into the area for consideration.
The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine in Australia began last month, and while there have been questions about the efficacy of the AstraZeneca vaccine against new variants of coronavirus, epidemiologists are optimistic it's safe and effective. Deakin University's Chair of Epidemiology, Professor Catherine Bennett.
It's really important that people do see these as very equal vaccines. It's not just saying, well, they both prevent equally well now against, you know, serious illness and disease. They're both looking good in terms of all symptomatic disease, but also this risk of actually being infected at all and becoming infectious even if you don't have symptoms. So the information's out there. Hopefully people will go to the reliable sources and we'll see fantastic vaccine uptake.
That's Catherine Bennett, an epidemiologist at Deakin University, and our reporter there, Sarah Sedgie.